Oh, well, look, Matt, one of our members had quite a swag of country wiped out on his property. From time to time, the military do exercises where they use flares, and if those flares aren't extinguished by the time they hit the ground, that particularly in the latter part of the year, they can create some pretty serious problems in terms of bushfires.
So the station in question, was it Stapleton Station, who we heard from last week?
Yeah. Well, in this instance at the meeting the other day, Stapleton was brought up. Yeah, certainly. But, I mean, it's not the first time that this has occurred, and it's been taken up with the Defence Forces before, as each and every other time as well. Sometimes I'd reckon it would happen and people wouldn't put it together that they've been lit by this mechanism. Like when I was at Tipperary, we used to get fires lit in a row as per this occurrence, and we wouldn't always take it up, but usually you would think that that would be the most probable cause, so it's certainly not happening in isolation.
So you've had that experience yourself, have you, on Tipperary Station, the suspicion that the Defence Force started a fire?
Oh, we've had it, yeah, and we've taken it up with them as well, and it wasn't so critical when it happened with us, but we certainly took it up with them, and I've seen it happen, and I've heard of other instances as well.
So following the meeting in Katherine where this issue has been raised, has the NTCA been in contact with the Defence Force?
No, the NTCA hasn't, but obviously our members have been, and the Defence Force have been pretty good, and they're trying to resolve it by way of not using that particular brand of flares, I believe.
Yeah, my understanding is the suspension of the black flares. They're no longer using black flares until this investigation into the Stapleton fire is complete. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah. The Defence Force says it has suspended those flares pending this investigation. What more do members want?
Oh, well, we don't want fires at the end of the day, and it doesn't matter whether it's black flares or pink flares. At the end of the day, the Defence Force has to get control of it, and, it's illegal to light fires as it is for everyone else.
Have you got an understanding of how long the defence investigation into flares will take?
I've got no idea.
Yep.
I've got no idea, but I couldn't imagine it'd be too long.
Will the NTCA pursue it any further on behalf of members?
If our members want us to, we will, but at the moment it's just a dialogue going on between individual members and the Defence Force.